You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And finally, a truce has been reached on the Northern Beaches, MG. Trent Barrett and Manly have come to an agreement, which means Des Hasler can finally get down to the business of coaching.
Yeah, thank goodness sanity has prevailed, Liam. The players were, the leading players, the Turbo brothers and other players were pleading for this to come to a head, and it has. Danny Wilder will be on just after the break to tell us more about it. But, yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad for Manly's sake.
You were also leading the charge. You were calling for common sense to prevail. Cut the cord.
We said a month ago, cut the cord.
Yeah. I believe they thanked you when they came to the agreement. They said, MG told us to get this done, and we've got it done.
Trent Barrett might be thanking me now. He's on a bit of gardening duty.
We will get all the details from Channel 9, Danny Wilder, very shortly. Matilda's coach, Alan Stargich, will join us ahead of their all-important game against Chile tomorrow at Penrith Park, expected to be a sellout. Quick update on the cricket score. The second one-day international against South Africa taking place in Adelaide. Australia all out for 231. MG, we were 1 for 58 after 10 overs.
Yeah.
And we collapsed again.
What can you say? It's Groundhog Day with the batsman, isn't it?
Yeah, Alex Carey top scored with 47. Kagiso Rabada did the most damage for South Africa of the bowlers, taking 4 for 54 and skittling that middle order of ours. It's going to be a very tough score to defend.
I'm looking forward to a new segment on the show tonight, too. Look, it's the off-season. We're experimenting with different things. And tonight's is a beauty. Fill in the blank.
Oh, you've stolen a game, basically.
Well, it's a kind of two games. Blankety Blanks was one of my favourite game shows growing up. And there's a segment on a show called Pardon the Interruption, you know, on ESPN, where they kind of do the same thing. So we've joined together with our own version of it.
So we've robbed two shows.
Yeah, we've robbed them. stole the ideas.
Yes, we'll be playing that game a little bit later on. I'll be having a crack at the best bet. That's coming up just after 7 o'clock. And MJ, we've got another sporting public service announcement about a star-starter game of cricket happening this weekend. We'll tell you all about that. But next, let's find out who caved in the standoff between Trent Barrett and Manly.
Who blinked first?
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, tomorrow, 3:30 at Panther Park, Matilda's take on Chile. You, as you've told me, it's correctly pronounced. I've been saying Chile. Chile.
It's Chile.
Chile.
Yeah.
Chile.
I only learned that in the Olympics.
Well, there you go. That's happening tomorrow at 3:30. Expected to be a sellout there, which is fantastic to see. Matilda's head coach, Alan Stargich, will join us very, very shortly.
Mount Druitt boy.
Great to have another Western Sydney icon on the show. Just recapping the score. Australia all out for 231 in the second one-day international against South Africa. It's currently the innings break. But let's do this.
Trending now.
It was all set to go down on the Northern Beaches this morning, MG. Trent Barrett, Des Hasler, the duelling whistles, they were going to turn up, and the question was going to be who would be in charge of Manly's pre-season training.
Yeah, we were speaking yesterday about the coaching saga and it starting to get messy, and also it was starting to get a little bit embarrassing for Manly, but finally they've come to an agreement, and our next guest, Danny Wilder, whose ear is always to the ground when it's rugby league matters, from Channel 9 and the Sydney Morning Herald, joins us. Dan, they finally resolved it, mate, eh?
Yeah, interesting this morning. Trent Barrett was supposed to turn up, and there was some media down there, and Manly officials were not happy about that fact. There were even some suggestions of police being called to escort the media off the premises. So I guess when it's reaching that point, something had to give. And yes, they've reached a truce of sorts. Trent Barrett will now get paid monthly by Manly so long as he doesn't turn up at Narrabeen.
So the sticking point, as we understand it, Danny, was that the Manly didn't want to pay out the full total of Barrett's remaining contract, which is reported to be somewhere around $300,000.
Okay.
And Trent Barrett didn't want to be redeployed elsewhere within the Manly organisation. Is that right?
Yeah, well, Trent Barrett has a contract with Manly that says very clearly he is the first grade coach. He had no other role in his eyes or his management's or his lawyer's eyes at the club. Manly just didn't want to be paying two coaches, as simple as that. But it looks like, I haven't got the finer details of the agreement, but it looks like, you know, Barrett's had a bit of a victory there because he's going to be continue to be paid. But I guess Manly will just be happy that Des Hasler, who is, by the way, sick and tired of this situation after only a short time in the job, Des Hasler will now be their man, their head coach, which had to happen.
Mm. Is Trent Barrett allowed to take on another job before his 12-month notice period runs out in July?
Now, that's a very good question. I have got the feeling that's going to be the next issue that Manly faces, because they'll have to work out whether, you know, if he does land another job, they won't want to be paying him anymore.
Exactly.
So that'll be the next round of negotiation. So I would call it an uneasy truce of sorts, really. I wouldn't say that it's completely resolved, but it's resolved to the point where Manly can get on with their life. Trent Barrett, for now, can get on with his life. I'm sure that Trent Barrett would want another job. He doesn't want to just be sidelined and paid, although, I mean, a lot of people, since I broke the story on Twitter, have been saying what a great result that would be, to be paid not to work. But Trent Barrett wants to work, so that's going to be the next. That's going to be the next phase.
Danny, you've been around rugby league for a long time. Have you ever seen anything like we've seen this year as far as, well, firstly, the coaching merry-go-round, and secondly, the November deadline where all of a sudden it was a free-for-all with players and player movement? Have we ever witnessed anything like it? I couldn't remember whether or not we could, and I don't think I have.
No, look, the free-for-all in terms of player movement and things, that's not unusual. But the coaching situation, I was at a gathering this afternoon where Bob Fulton was at, and I had a chat to Bob Fulton about that. And in fact, he brought it up, and he said in his time, which is a lot longer than yours or mine, he has never seen anything like it. And he's been stunned by it. And I have to say that I'm absolutely gobsmacked by everything that's taken place.
Mm.
You know, it's five switcheroos, and, you know, we've still got the Bennett Seabold, and, you know, it's great for journos, but not really great if you're a supporter of a club or a player at a club.
Well said.
Well, thankfully, we can put the Manly situation to rest. Channel 9's Danny Widler there breaking the story that Manly Seagulls and Trent Barrett have reached a settlement, and it is officially Des Hasler's team. Danny, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me on.
MG, does that now mean Trent Barrett can come on and have a chat with us? Because I know, you know, he's been waiting for this whole thing to be sorted before he does any more media.
I hope so. I hope so, because it'd be great to get a chat with from Trent's point of view. And look, just seeing the vision from the Narrabeen headquarters that Manly work out of, them demountables.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Hey,
Why
doesn't Penrith get him on as a coach?
He's been there and done that.
I know, but you're paying enough, coach. Just what's another one going to do?
Smart ass.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Matilda's coach, Alan Stadgett, joins us next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We're going to try this new game very shortly, MG, as you pointed out. We've robbed two shows.
Yeah, we have.
Blankety blanks and pardon the interrupt.
It's hard to say, isn't it? To say PTI.
Pardon the interruption.
In
PTI.
America. Yeah, so I get home of a night just after 8, and it starts. I have my wife have it on the channel and press pause so I can watch. It's my favourite sports show.
You know, you can record things.
Yeah, I know, but I just like watching them I only miss it by 5 minutes or so, six minutes.
That's fair enough. And we've also got that sporting public service announcement coming up about an absolutely star-studded game of cricket that is taking place in Sydney tomorrow.
You don't want to miss this.
No, absolutely not. But, MG, tomorrow afternoon, Penrith Stadium at 3:30 p.m. kickoff, the Matildas take on Chile in what's expected to be a sellout. And it's becoming something of a second home for the Matildas out your way.
It's the buzz in Penrith at the moment is phenomenal. It's my daughter, who is 11. Her and four of her friends are going to the game. The Matildas, obviously, on the back of Sam Kerr's unbelievable talent, has gravitated towards all the youngsters, not just young girls, but youngsters, boys and girls. And tomorrow should be a sold-out crowd.
It's going to be a fantastic clash. Matildas head coach Alan Stadgett joins us on the phone. Alan, I believe you've just finished training. How was the training session? Everyone got through unscathed?
Yeah, we did. We did. Macca went down. Our keeper went down on the shoulder. But, no, look, apart from that, they're all good and she's all good. So, look, we just can't wait to get out of here tomorrow.
Anytime I can speak to a fellow 2770 man, Mount Druitt Town, 1994, he scored 6 goals. I get goosebumps. Al, mate, tell us about your time at Mount Druitt, brother.
Yeah, look, I obviously grew up in Blacktown and Mount Druitt and bought my first house down here in Glenmore Park. So, this is more than a second home for me. And having watched the Panthers run around for the last 20 or 30 years as well. So, yeah, it's a homecoming for me. And look, to think that we're playing an international football fixture here and I'm a part of it just really sends goosebumps down my spine, for sure.
Can hear it in your voice. I've just explained to Liam exactly what kind of footprint the young girls are putting in out west. In fact, a sold-out crowd tomorrow is phenomenal. 5 years ago, we'd never have thought of that. You're on the precipice. Yeah. You're on the precipice of something we feel is very, very big as far as these Matildas go.
Yeah, for sure. And I think in a lot of ways we've already crossed that line of getting the public's imagination, capturing the nation, and really getting the attention of the sporting public in Australia, which is something that football's always struggled to do. And to think that we've done it with the Matildas now and 16 or 17,000 Australians cheering them on is really just something that as you said, we probably didn't even dream of. Well, I did, to be fair, but it's really hard to imagine it and it coming to life. Just as I said before, all these things just really, you hear the anthem in front of your home crowd and an international fixture and so many kids coming out to watch our young players play. It really is a special moment in our sport.
Well, look, we're less than seven months away from the World Cup in France next year. How much of a balancing act is it for you with these lead-up games in terms of giving players an opportunity to get themselves into the best side but also bedding down your starting side and your systems?
Yeah, look, I don't think we have a starting lineup. It's when you go into a World Cup, it's almost never the same 11 players who run around in every game. And to think you've got to play 7 games in a row every third day or every fourth day, if you're relying on 11 players, you're not going to go very far. So it's important to have a good squad, a squad of 23 players, and it doesn't matter who you call upon. And, MG's played a lot of sport for the Kangaroos, and you wouldn't want to go to a World Cup and be only relying on the same 13 blokes every time. And we're the same. We need to go to a World Cup and have a squad full of depth and a squad where it doesn't matter who comes in, we keep it at the same level.
With this game tomorrow night against Chile, what are you expecting from your girls?
Yeah, look, from us, we haven't really dominated the last two or three games we played against England and France. And, yeah, we had some players missing for those games, but over the last 2-3 years, regardless of who we've played, we've been in the kind of form where we were able to control the game with the ball, and then that obviously made our defending a lot easier as well. But we've lost a little bit of that control in the last couple of matches, so that's really the main part of tomorrow's game, and see if we can regain control of matches. And usually when you do that, the scoreline follows.
All right, Alan, as we let you go, can you just also be honest with us, as the head coach, how nervous do you get when you see Sam Kerr doing backflips after scoring goals? Because surely there's a level of, please don't land on your head, Sam.
I've seen her do it a few times, and it's usually after a double or after a hat-trick. Look, so long as there's a double or a hat-trick in the offering, then, look, I'm quite happy to see it.
And straight after Panthers, after the game, mate, for a bit of aqua golf?
Yeah. I haven't been a reactor or aqua golf for a while, but
reactor.
Alan Stargis, the head coach of the Matildas. Best of luck for the game, both tomorrow and then on Tuesday night in Newcastle. We can't wait to see the Matildas do their stuff.
And appreciate your support. Thanks a lot, guys.
I would argue that the Matildas are currently, from performance-wise, number one ranked, but also most loved national sporting side at the moment, MG.
It's hard to argue when you've got such a player as Sam Kerr leading the charge. Every young girl wants to be Sam Kerr at the moment, and Elise Perry's probably running a close second as far as young sportswomen go.
Yeah, the women's cricket side is going well too.
The women's sport at the moment is just going gangbusters.
Flying.
Boys, take notice.
Leaving our men's teams in the shadows. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
Hey! Think you're struggling to get home in traffic? Oh. This guy has to head all the way to Penrith after work. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And Mr. Guy, as I look at your face and see that delightful moustache that it's really taking shape at the moment.
Ditto. So is yours.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what shape mine is taking. It's a thin one. It's a thin shape.
Yeah, it's a thin shape.
Because we are in the middle of Movember. And you and I are both participating in Movember this year, growing our moustaches and raising some money, more importantly, because we want to stop men dying too young this Movember.
We're only 9 days into it. Mm. Not too late to join the cause.
Yeah, I've got to put my hand up here and be honest, because you're meant to be clean-shaven at the start of the month. I took a bit of a run-up. I had about a week's run up into the start of November. Because,
yeah, I had a couple of days myself.
Because, like, there mightn't have been anything there by the end of the month if I hadn't.
I just wanted to look good for the first.
But in all seriousness, it's a fantastic cause. As we said, it's all about stopping men dying too young. You can head to Movember.com to find out more information, to donate to someone you know or even someone you don't know. The point is to donate some money because it's a fantastic cause. And it's not too late to start growing your own moustache.
No, it's not.
Get involved. Head to Movember.com. You can find out all the details there. You can grow your own moustache. You can host a Movember party. The point is we want to try and raise some funds for this terrific cause. MG, the other thing people should do...
And by the way, stay tuned because we've got a nice announcement to make early next week about something that we'll be doing out in the suburbs in our last week here on air. So,
fantastic.
Stay tuned.
Now, MG, the other thing we have done, for those that don't have the Triple M app, go and get it.
Yep.
Get it now because there is a podcast that up live now. You can get it on the Triple M app. Subscribe to the Rush Hour with MG Catch Up podcast.
Two and a half Westies,
we've dubbed it, because Rob Shahidi and Tahir. Now, if the names don't ring a bell, the faces and the voices certainly will.
Yep.
These two gentlemen, here come the Habibs, Mad Pizza, Howzos. You would recognise them from a lot of their
ground
fantastic...
Ground announcers, comedians, they do all the footy clubs. They're very, very funny men.
They're very, very funny men. And they've been coming in the last couple of weeks to record podcasts with us. And basically... just have a lighter look at some of the sport that's going on and give us the everyman's opinion on some stuff. They dropped by the studio this week, MG, and Rob in particular was a bit wound up about Usain Bolt.
He was, wasn't he?
And the fact that he won't be playing in the A-League this year. Here's what Rob's take on Usain Bolt's departure.
You know what I think deep down happened? He went to the city thinking Central Coast. It's like Gold Coast. Coastal. Yeah. He's gone up there.
He's gone to Gosford.
That's like... That's Mount Druitt on the water. No disrespect, MG, but I'm just saying.
I'm from Mount Druitt and I love going to the Central Coast.
You know what I mean? Like,
that is just a little taste of the...
Well, it gets about half an hour, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's a great listen for your weekend. It'll get you through to our Monday show, MG.
Yeah. It's live now,
It's up now. Grab the Triple M app and subscribe to the Catch Up podcast.
Well, not now. Wait till...
Oh, yeah, wait till 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, good call. Up next, MG. The game that you've stolen.
Yeah, I love this.
This needs producer Charlie in the studio.
It does.
Come on, Charlie.
Come in, buddy.
The Rush Hour with MG. Cindy's 104.9. Triple M.
Rider.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Cindy's 104.9 Triple M. A sporting public service announcement coming up very shortly about a very big, big game of cricket that is taking place in Sydney tomorrow. We'll tell you where and why it's so significant. Also, MG, I'm jumping into the best bet chair.
About time.
It's been going bad. It's been going very badly. Josh Reynolds has let us down. Jane Kennedy's let us down. You've let us down.
Sorry.
The only one who's got runs on the board at the moment is James Hooper. So
yep.
I'm going to have a dip.
Good for you, my friend. Good luck.
You seem bitter about it.
Oh, I'm just still lamenting the back-to-back wins in the Great Debate.
Oh, the Great Debate. If you missed yesterday's show, catch up on that one.
No, don't.
Scoreline reads 2-0. But you have come up with a brand new game for us today,
MG. Yes, I have. That's called Fill in the Blank. There's a show I used to watch in the 70s with the great Graham Kennedy called Blankety Blanks. We stole on the music for that show, which you'll hear in a second.
Yes.
And PTI, which is a show on ESPN, have a segment similar to this when they fill in the blank as well. So I thought, let's steal some ideas off other shows.
So producer Charlie's jumped in the studio with us, and he's got some sporting sentences, which MG...
Scenarios.
Sporting scenarios, which MG and I will need to fill in the blanks for. If you've got any of these you would like to put to us, hit us up on our socials at Rush Hour Triple M on Instagram and Twitter. What your sporting scenario is with the blank, and MG and I will play that perhaps next time if this first time goes well.
And please play along at home if you will.
All right, here we go. All right, the first.
This music is iconic. This is Blankety Blanks with Graham Kennedy.
And the first question on the board at Mark Geyer. Jared Hayne will be playing for blank in 2019.
Jared Hayne will be playing for the Bulldogs in 2019.
I'm going to say playing for the Dragons.
Okay.
Very interesting. The summer of cricket will be blank, Liam.
The summer of cricket will be forgettable.
The summer of cricket will be long.
It's not a glowing endorsement for cricket, really. Just a quick update. 231 Australia all out at the Adelaide Oval. South Africa are in. No wicket to fall yet.
We'll win. We'll win the match. Trent Barrett should spend the next 8 months doing blank, MG.
Trent Barrett should spend the next 8 months doing Lozads. He's getting paid by Manly. Why not extra bit of extra coin? He's a good-looking bloke.
I can't top that. I can't respond. That's it. That's correct.
Him and Big D and Ciro, I could just imagine Baz jumping in the middle of them doing something funky.
Yep, fair enough. Good.
The sports person we will all be talking about on Monday is blank, Liam.
Sports person we will all be talking about on Monday is Sam Kerr.
Yeah, good one.
Sam Kerr, I think, she'll score tomorrow against Chile. She'll probably score Tuesday night as well, but I reckon she might score a couple and roll out one of her trademark backflips, and that's who we'll be talking about on Monday morning.
MG?
Michael Checker.
Ooh.
One way or the other, they've got a monstrous test against the Welsh. Actually, some unbelievable rugby union tests over the weekend with England taking on the All Blacks as well, which would be great. So, Checker either way. Win or lose, we'll be talking about Michael Checker on Monday, I think.
Well, he's taking on Wales Sunday morning our time.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, MG, tonight you'll be eating blank.
Tonight I'm batching, so I'll be eating pizza. My special.
Whatever my wife has prepared. MG, I've got one I want to throw at you quickly.
Yes.
The NRL player I'm already excited about for next year is blank.
Oh, it's got to be Payne Haas.
Payne Haas.
I read this morning how they had a 1.5 time trial and only a winger beat him. So wow. This bloke is a 18-year-old monster who can run like the wind. So Payne Haas for mine is going to have a breakout year. He already had a breakout 5 or 6 games, but with a pec injury or the shoulder injury, I think he'll come back bigger and better. What about yourself?
Tyrone Peachy. Now, and the reason is, obviously, he's joining the Gold Coast Titans for next year. Mau Meninga signed on to help performance and culture of that club. But you showed me a photo on Tyrone Peachy's Instagram.
Yes. He's looking svelte.
He looks trim. Yeah. He looks like he has dropped 3, maybe 4 kilos.
And the rest.
He looks fit. He looks ready. I think the Gold Coast are going to really benefit from him next year.
5'8".
Coming from a Gold Coast fan, by the way.
Well, yeah, he's got blue and yellow eyes.
Vested interest. That was the Rush Hour. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9.
What do you think of that?
I thought it was brilliant, MG. Always coming up with good ideas. Liam, up next. Remember, you can bring something to the table.
I mean, brilliant's probably a strong word. I thought it was solid.
Well, me and Charlie had lunch together and you brushed us. You won 2 debates in a row, so you're too good for us.
Just saying, guys. I'm trying to lift the level.
Wow, mate, you've changed.
Sporting public announcement coming up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
Liam Flanagan here, and still to come, MG, we are going to have one more crack at this best bet.
We'll get there sooner or later, bro.
The spring carnival's almost over, MG.
Yeah, I know. They reckon it's the best time for horses, but it's the hardest time for pick a winner.
Oh, it's tricky.
Yeah.
But we're going to have a crack at it. It's coming up shortly, but MG, we get to do one of these, which is exciting.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a sporting public service announcement.
And a damn good one as well.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're at a loose end tomorrow morning...
Oh, what are you looking at me for?
I'm putting this out to everybody.
Look at somewhere else then. Get your eyes off me.
If you are at a loose end and looking for something to do on your Saturday morning, get to Coogee Oval, because at 10 o'clock, a game of cricket is going to be taking place between Randwick Petersham and Sutherland.
The Randy Peets, I play Green Shield for them.
It's a first grade 50 over match, MG.
Okay.
Coogee Oval, 10 a.m. Entry's free, but you might want to get there early if you want a seat.
This could be the biggest crowd ever in a domestic.
Steve Smith, Shane Watson, both rolling out there for Sutherland. And on the other side, you've got David Warner and this 19-year-old kid, Jason Sanger.
Oh.
There is going to be more talent out in the middle of... Coogee Oval tomorrow morning than...
There is Adelaide Oval tonight.
There is Adelaide Oval tonight. No, that's a bit harsh.
Harsh but fair.
But in all seriousness, Steve Smith, you've got the sacked captain of the Australian National side, the sacked vice captain of the Australian National side, one of the brightest lights in Australian cricket.
And one of Australia's better all-rounders in the last decade, or the last 20 years.
Well, yeah, the bloke who is to blame for us still trying to find an all-rounder, really. Shane Watson was our last decent one.
Yeah, he was.
But that game tomorrow morning at Coogee Oval, 10 o'clock, entry is free. They're expecting a crowd of 2,000 people there.
I reckon they'll get more.
Oh, I think they will as well.
Well, because I don't think a lot of people knew it was on until we've just given it a public service announcement.
Until we've rolled this out.
Yes. So thank you. Hey, Randy Peets, no worries.
Yeah, that's who you're backing in, obviously.
Sutherland, no problem. We'll give you... Just give us a share of the gate.
there is no gate. It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Our best bet up next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. The best bet still coming up. We're just going to push it back a little bit, MG, because the cricket, obviously the second one-day international going on at Adelaide Oval. Currently Australia all out for 231. South Africa, currently their innings is underway. None for 12.
Yep.
De Kock making it look pretty easy at the moment, although Joshy Hazlewood is making it talk a little bit.
Yes, he is.
But we want to play a very quick instalment of this.
Say what?
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 Say what? Say what?
Yeah.
Say what, MG, where you have to tell me who the person is and what they are on about based on some audio that's come out. Because this one, well, it's a cracker. Tell me, who is this and what are they on about?
I enjoy watching English and Australian batsmen more than these Indian. I don't think that you should live in India, then you should go and live somewhere else. No, why are you living in our country and loving other countries?
Oh,
who is it? What's he on about?
I think I know who it is.
Okay.
It's Virat Kohli.
You're correct. The Indian superstar.
Giving it to someone, being forced to read out tweets.
Yeah.
Live to camera, and he's obviously given it to one person who didn't agree with him, that he liked someone else's batting style.
Which, why would you, I mean, I get that this is a, we've seen this as a fairly, it's a bit of a game that a lot of media play where people respond to or read out mean tweets.
I don't even know why you would do that, but.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do it?
Mm.
Like, that's why it's called blocking. You can block people who make you feel uncomfortable.
How many people have you blocked?
Not many lately.
No?
No, not many. In my early grill team days, I used to cop it.
Yeah.
And I used to block maybe a tenth of what Gus Woolen would block.
Yeah.
So maybe 10 a week.
Well, the irony of this, MG, as you pointed out, was that Virat Kohli is having a go at whoever this person is.
For liking other batsmen around the world.
For saying you preferred Australian batsmen.
Yeah.
The irony being that here's, and you got, this is why you always got to be careful what you say, because it's going to come back to bite you at some point.
Right on the bum.
This is Virat Kohli earlier in his cricketing career.
Captain of the under-19 Indian team.
And my favourite cricketer is Herschel Gibbs.
His favourite cricketer is Herschel Gibbs.
And my favourite cricketer is Herschel Gibbs.
Now,
that's almost to say what in a come on man in the same in the same sentence. Come on, man.
I'm pretty sure Herschel
Virat
is not Indian.
And I'm pretty sure that... Actually,
well, give it to him.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, well done. He's, and give yourself a bit of an uppercut too while you're there.
Oh, no, wait.
Yeah, good. Oh, he's knocked himself out. See you, Virat.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. The best bet is next. And this song could not be more appropriate. Because we are 1-for-4 on the best bets. And boy, oh boy, are we under some pressure.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6-7 PM weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. Almost out of time for your Friday. MG, we're going to have one more crack at this.
Triple M Rush Hours.
Super Sluice is at 6-1. Best bet of the weekend.
What do you mean one more cracker? We're going to keep this going, mate. We want to...
Well...
Hopefully we want to start to raise some money so we might be able to help some charities out. That's our goal. At the moment, it's kind of getting some quick cash in pockets for our punters, for our listeners. But look, if we turn this into something big, we could help some really needy charities out there.
Oh, okay. So that's your long-term plan for this?
Of course it is.
Well, the short-term plan for us is to find a winner.
It's fill our pockets.
Yeah, because we've been, I think this is week 6, and we're 1-for-5.
We've had MG, which is me. We've had Hoops. Yes.
Hoops got us one winner.
Okay, anyway, Jane Kennedy from Kennedy Malloy. And then we had Josh Reynolds last week.
Fail.
So this week we thought, well, he's been right in front of us all this time, and we've thought, don't put baby in the corner. Liam, step up to the plate, brother.
I'm ready. And for those that have heard my debating skills against MG, you can call me many things, but unprepared is not one of them.
I'll call you a masturbator.
And I've got prepared, MG. I've been prepared. I've done all the research. I've done all the analytics. Okay.
You're a scout. You're always prepared.
I'm always prepared. The only winner we have had so far is from James Hooper, and it came in the Get Out Stakes, the last race of the day at Randwick a few weeks back. So I've headed for the Get Out Stakes again tomorrow at Rose Hill.
Ooh, race number nine. Race nine.
MG, what do you love nothing more than when you sit back next to your pool? What do you love sipping on? What's something you love to just have a little tipple on maybe a Friday evening?
A wine.
Yes. What colour wine do you like to drink?
I like white wine.
All right. Well, there is a white wine running, MG.
No.
In Rose Hill Race 9. It's called Mont Rocher, which is a dry white wine from the North Burgundy region of France. It's also the name of a four-year-old mare.
I've never heard of that wine, but I've heard of the mare.
It's a type of wine, but it's also the name of a mare running Rose Hill Race 9. It's trained by the Hawks family. Its only career win has come at Rose Hill. Kobe Jennings, who is on board, she's due for a win, and her most successful stable partnership in her career is with the Hawks family. So you've got a jockey who partners well with a stable. You've got a horse whose only career win has come at Rose Hill. And here's further evidence, MG. When I sat down and did all this morning,
yep,
this horse was at 650.
It's now?
It's come into 390, MG. So somebody's got a hold of my notes and pushed them out to the public because this horse has been absolutely crunched in the market.
Might ratchet.
Yeah. Phonetically, I guess you could say it is Mont Ratchet. Race number 9, horse number 10, Mont Rocher.
Oh, you posh bugger.
At Rose Hill tomorrow.
I love it. I'm just going to put a little $5 each way on that right now.
Are you going to do it right now, eh?
Yeah, well, cause keep coming in. You might as well.
That is
good luck, buddy.
That is my best bet for the weekend. Fingers crossed. We'll send out some stuff on socials just for races to remind you of it.
Yep.
But, MG, we are out of time.
Great week. Look forward to seeing you on Monday. Have a great weekend. He's Liam. I'm MG. You stay random, Sydney.